Thank you for contacting the customer service. My name is T. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I was going through my ledger on my checkbook to balance, and I noticed that there is a charge on my card that is not mine.
Yes. Could you tell me your zip code, please?
47872.
All right, what would that first and last name be?
It's Cynthia Whittier.
All right, Ms. Whittier, could you verify your shipping address?
304 East Ohio Street, Rockville, Indiana.
Okay, hold one moment as I access the account.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ms. Whittier, so it seems like on the 5th of May, you purchased the neck massager and the warranty.
Mm-hmm. Where does it say that I ordered a subscription?
Yes, ma'am. In the terms and conditions for where you ordered the neck massager, it will tell you automatically that...
I know that this is an illegitimate charge. I know it. And I want the money back. I did not order this, not even close.
Yes, ma'am, I can cancel the account, but I can, as a courtesy, I can only issue 35%.
Oh, it went down to 35%. It was 50%. I want 100%, and my account's supposed to be canceled.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, it seems like you just spoke with the agent, and they did, in fact, offer 50%, and you declined and hung up. Is that correct?
Yeah. Why would I want back half of something that I didn't own, that I didn't buy? Why would I want half? I want 100% of it reimbursed.
Yes, ma'am. We really can't do anything about that because in the terms it advises you, if you're not canceled within 48 to 72 hours, you would be enrolled in our factory direct service.
No. This is a scam set. That's what this is. And never said you're going to get charged $67 or anything in this. And I'm looking up the company. And, I mean, I've gone online and done my due diligence on this. And, you know, you can't get hold of the company. And I'm not going to take 50%. I'm not going to take 35%. I want 100% of what I did not authorize. Why would I give anybody 50% of something that I didn't order?
I do understand your frustration, but I really can't do anything about that now.
Well, then give me somebody that can.
I also apologize for that, saying as we do for all follow the same protocol, they will also just tell you the same thing.
Okay, well, it tells me the character of the people that work there, because this is wrong. I am going to go to my bank, and they will do a big investigation, and this is so not right at all.
Hold for one moment. After overlooking the account, I can't issue a full refund, ma'am.
It says it's an illegitimate charge.
I can issue a full refund. You have
you can?
Refund. I can. C-A-N.
Okay. Okay. Then
refund
could we please do that?
Posted in your account from 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Okay. And I will be looking for it. And if it is not taken care of, I will be calling back and I will become the worst nightmare of this company. I know you're just doing your job. I know that. And I'm not upset with you, the person, okay? I'm just upset that someone does this. And they do this to, if I didn't check my checking account, I would have been paying for something that I never ordered.
Understood, ma'am. Well, that refund has been issued just here in 3 to 5 business days, all right?
All right. I'll be looking for it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Contact the customer service. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye.